Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Over and over in the Scriptures, from the beginning of Genesis to the end of Revelation, the Lord has manifested His love to His elect bride and His intention to bring her unto Himself. This is ultimately demonstrated in His promise to return to the earth at the last trump, to deliver her bodily from the grave in the day of the resurrection. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. It has not only pleased Him to make those who make up His bride heirs and joint heirs of the riches of God, but He has seen fit to make their privilege known unto them. A man is not made an heir of grace because he has heard the gospel, but rather he is made to hear the sweet sound of the gospel and believe it because he has been chosen an heir from the beginning. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. There are many who make believing the gospel, as they define it, to be a part of man's redemption, and are intent on using every device at their disposal to try to convince people to believe it in order that they might be saved. Men are not saved by any act of their own, nor can the salvation of the elect be prevented by any means or lack thereof. Christ has purchased eternal redemption for those who are the objects of His love, and He is presently sending messengers into the earth to inform them of His work in their behalf. He causes them to hear and gives them faith to believe that which He has done is sufficient. Many go about to establish specific dogmas and systems of doctrine which they say a man must adhere to or agree with in order to be a child of God. I believe there is a great diversity among the sheep of God who are scattered across the nations of the earth. Yet I believe there is one truth with which they all agree, and it is stated in the text we have selected, He is altogether lovely. He is altogether lovely and is the center and substance of the desire of His people when they have been awakened to flee from the wrath to come. He is their hope. He is their righteousness. He is their sanctification. They must each one confess with Peter, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that Thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. They are like Ruth when she entreated Naomi. And Ruth said, Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God shall be my God. He is altogether lovely. That is a way of saying that He is completely lovely. He has perfections which meet every need of His sheep. He is the shadow of a great rock when the sun beats upon them in the valley of Baca. He is that stream in the desert when they are famished and thirsty. He is their shelter in the time of storm. He is that eagle which gathereth her chicks under her wings. He is that rock on which all of their hopes are built. The true sons of God can listen to no other shepherd, nor can they find any sufficiency in the devices of men, however appealing to the flesh they may seem. He is the only teacher that they can trust, and they must constantly apply to Him, saying, Evermore give us this bread. They can be satisfied with nothing else, but to be closely bound to Him, even as Paul said, Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know Him, and the power of His resurrection, and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death. He is lacking nothing. He is altogether lovely. What beauty could be added to Him who is the epitome of perfection in all things? Would we know what forgiveness is? Look at Him who prayed for His enemies. Would we know what strength is? Look at Him who, when He was reviled, reviled not again. Would we know what mercy is? Look at Him who had no words of condemnation. Would we know what greatness is? Look at Him who girded Himself and served His disciples. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of His majesty. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.